Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
It's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station. I'm Zach Churchill, and I have an in-studio session happening right now with a Bay Area artist who goes by the name of Klez. He is down here. He's about to play a show with his band on Friday at the Peppermint Club in L.A. They just dropped an EP that's called Old Soul, New World. We're going to hear a few tracks performed live taken from the release, starting with his latest single, Sons and Daughters. We're going to chat with him in a minute, but let's get right into it. This is Klez live on KX93.5.
If this love is real, I got you like na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know I'd be right there. I got you like na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know I'd take it there. Come and get some more. Sing it back. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know I'll be right there. I got you like na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know I'll take it there. You got me like
Klez live on KX93.5 right here at our Pearl Street Studios. Welcome, man. That was a really, really fun way to start the session.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a beautiful day. So it's nice to make really upbeat, joyous music on great day. It kind of just goes hand in hand together. So.
Have you been to Laguna Beach before?
No, driven through, but never actually had the pleasure of getting to experience it. So It's great. I mean, we're already stoked to see how the rest of the day will unfold and kind of go around and explore, so we're excited.
Well, I'm glad you made it down here. You guys are from the Bay Area, and you're playing a show in L.A. tomorrow night at the Peppermint Club. So today is kind of your day to just explore and have a good time and come and say hi to me on KX93.5, so I appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're stoked to be here. This
yeah,
is great.
Man, have a great show tomorrow. Take care.
Thank
I'm just
you.
Kidding. I'm kidding. So yeah, we have a full house. You brought quite a few players, so let's just give a quick introduce, like, go around, let us know who's playing with you.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to start nearest me. So on my right, we have Nathan Juarez, who plays bass. This isn't the full show. This is like the studio session, so he doesn't get to let loose and do all the crazy stuff, but he's a mad bass player.
He's already impressing me, though.
He's killer. Yeah, sometimes I think I'm good at bass, and then I listen to him play, and I feel terrible about myself.
Do you know bass player Leland Sklar? He played with James Taylor and everybody, but he started with James Taylor, and then he was like in the, they were called the, what's it called? The Wrecking Crew or something?
Yeah, Wrecking Crew, yeah.
Like he played with all those Laurel Canyon singer-songwriters coming up, you know, Joni Mitchell, Carole King, who else? Linda Ronstadt, like all those people, and Jackson Browne. But you're sitting right where he was sitting a few months ago. So, I don't know. It's the bass seat, but it has been graced by one of music's best bass players, in my humble opinion. So, anyway,
little did he know. That's where he's getting extra powers from. He's absorbing the powers right now as he's playing.
Exactly.
On keys right now we have Pierce Merritt. Pierce is honestly like coolest dude. He grooves really well on keys. I feel like when it comes to doing anything soul, gospel, or funk, like I never have to question whether or not, you know, like, oh, are we going to be covering, be good? I always feel like every song, every time we play it, he's always throwing in more and adding more of this extra flavor and spice, which is really where the music is. There's music, but I feel like music lives through the expression. So it's awesome always having him on keys, and he's got, no one could see it, but if they were here, they'd see that he has the drawbars for the organ. So, I mean, it feels,
yeah,
feels
yeah,
real.
It definitely, it's great sound. Very soulful.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep it soulful. Got to keep it lively. On Cajon right now, we have Jeremy Prop, who always kills it, always brings all the energy.
Props to Jeremy.
Props, exactly. No pun intended. people right now, they don't get to hear him play full kit when he goes all out. And
that's happening tomorrow night, though, right?
It is. So all right, cool. You people who are wondering, what does Jeremy sound like when he's playing all these monster fills that are incredible? Shouts out to the fill on the song Soul Saved, which I'm looking forward to. It's one of my favorites that he always does. It's so tasteful. It's beautiful. You'll get to hear him play that tomorrow night at the Peppermint Club, but phenomenal drummer, percussionist, so it's always great. Everything that's happened up till now, grateful to be able to make music with them. On vocals over there, we have Alexa Visconti.
Hey, Alexa.
Always soulful.
Sounding great.
Amazing vocals as the voice of an angel. Like, people truly don't know the fullest extent. And that's what's so great is, like, the full... And I haven't even introduced guitar yet, so we're getting to that. But I feel so grateful because everyone who is a part of the band and the experience, I wouldn't change a single thing. And I feel like that could be really difficult getting to that point for music, is feeling like it's a family and knowing that you wouldn't change a single thing. Like, that's so difficult. So,
yeah, especially as a singer-songwriter, solo artist, you know, finding people that can really, like, bring your songs to life in the right way. It's very difficult.
And make it, yeah, just add another dimension, another level, and make it feel like an experience. There's truly something to be said for that. And then, of course, without further ado, on guitar we have Daniel Ryder, who's just shredding every single, like, you could probably name any song and he'll play it for you. And another musician where I think I'm a good guitarist.
Master of Puppets.
Yeah. Starts playing it. Gotcha, it's our second song. We had prepared all along. Every time I think that I have something down pat when it comes to a musical instrument, I always am reminded by everyone in this room that I need to continue to work as hard as I can, which is nice. Like, I want to say it was like, don't quote me on this, but I'm rather certain it was someone along the lines of Bob Dylan who made a statement that equated to, you know, always have a band that I guess is better than you are because it pushes you creatively
for
more.
For sure. Yeah, so definitely. That's a great advice. So thank you for introducing everybody. You are surrounded by talent. And you guys just got back from Sweden.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you were on tour in Sweden. Tell me a little bit about that.
It was really nice. It was our second time this year that we've been there. And I think general consensus is that we love it. I don't want to speak.
Anybody hate it? No, they love it.
Sweden's amazing. If you haven't gone, please go. The music scene out there is so very unique and very interactive. And the people, the audiences, we got to play this music festival called Live at Heart in Örebro, Sweden. The people were just so fantastic. The other bands, meeting people, everything about it, everywhere we went, it was just a breath of fresh air. Granted, we also went during the spring and the second time in summer. We've never been there in the winter, and I hear it's freezing. So
yeah, why? No need. No need to go during the winter.
But yeah, during the summer, it's amazing. The music is just very unique, and the people. And as far as I know, we're returning next summer for another tour in Europe. So that's great. I love it. And it's always really interesting to be inspired and influenced by other people out there and kind of do that exchange, a cultural exchange and a musical exchange. And I feel like as long as you have a very open mind to every situation and approach, you walk away with experiences that really kind of make you a more evolved musician, a more evolved person. So
awesome. Did you guys visit the Nord headquarters?
Ah, I wish. I wish. That goals. Life goals are right there.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Klez. He is a singer-songwriter from the Bay Area. He's here with his band. They are playing songs off of the latest EP, Old Soul, New World, which you can find online, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you like to get your music. We heard a single taken from the release, Sons and Daughters, live. And if you guys would be so kind, we'd love to get another one off of the album, if that's cool.
Of course. We have another one. It was actually the first single off the EP. It's called Ain't Nobody's Fool. So we hope that everyone enjoys it. It has been a very soulful day.
Take it away, Klez. All right, this is his latest single. Or actually the first single from their latest record, Ain't Nobody's Fool, live at our Pearl Street studios.
My heart don't beat the same. So baby, it's your move. but I ain't nobody's fool. And I ain't nobody's fool. You know, love can be so cruel, but I ain't nobody's fool. Now every day I think the sun is shining. I'm gonna tell you
Klez live on KX93.5. That's a song taken from his latest EP, Old Soul, New World. It's called Ain't Nobody's Fool. And man, that's a song to move to for sure. Definitely making some noise downstairs for the wine gallery. Sorry, guys. But yeah, man, super groovy. I dig it. And it's so soulful. Like, who do you listen to? What are some of your influences?
I mean, I feel like nowadays you have to have your ears open to everything going on, but growing up, it was a lot of Motown, a lot of Marvin Gaye, you know, all the Stevie Wonder, everything like that. Smokey Robinson, what an incredible songwriter. Even, you know, not only Motown, but just all of soul, you know, like a lot of Sam Cooke and Otis Redding. You listen to all these people, mm-hmm. and you hear them today, and I think it's no coincidence that you find so many artists nowadays that draw inspiration from the oldies, because the songwriting was timeless. The showmanship was flawless. There are all these things about them that people nowadays are still seeking to emulate. So I was really fortunate that growing up, my parents had a very vast collection of different genres and styles. But at the core of it, there was always R&B and soul, whether that was, you know, just living everyday life or every little chore. Everything in life was accompanied by music. So it was a very...
That was definitely an amazing period. And I'm glad you're giving a nod to it. You got a little bit of that vintage vibe, but you're putting your own spin on it. You listen to Alan Stone at all?
I have listened to, not extensively, but I've listened to a few different tracks by Alan Stone. He was in our neck of the woods recently. He did a show a couple months ago at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, and I really wanted to go, but I think work.
Yeah, he's a good contemporary of yours that I would say, like, similar vibe and just... songs that really inspire you to just kind of have a good time, you know? It feels good. Feel good stuff and great songwriting as well. So
Thank you.
So you went to Chico, right?
Chico State.
When were you there?
Oh man. Well, I was a transfer student, so I didn't really
I'm just wondering, because I have a few friends that went through the music program there.
Okay.
Like a few years ago.
Yeah, a bunch of us in this room, we did the recording arts and music industry programs there.
So do they, anybody know the name Paul Hessing, Matt Weiss?
They sound familiar, but I've always been a face person.
Yeah. Not a name. I'll show you the faces later.
I probably will know them. I was going to say, I was in the program.
You could have missed each other, but like it seems like you might have been there around the same time.
Okay.
A few years ago for them.
2014 to 2017 for me.
Okay, they might have just popped out. Yeah, now they're working in L.A.
Ooh, nice.
In their chosen field, so.
That's how you know that you did something right.
Yeah.
You stick it out and keep pushing. That's what it's all about. Right,
I went to a music business program at CSUN.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I almost went there, actually. It was between Chico and CSUN because they both had programs that were really strong, but my brother was attending Chico State, and he said, you know what?
You might have a little more fun over here.
Why don't you come hang out with your brother? We're going to have some good times in Chico, and I'll show you the ropes.
Chico's crazy, man.
So
that place is crazy. I went there for the what was it, the Labor Day River Float thing one year. That was intense. The Beer Can Beach.
I think it's toned down a little bit over the years, but
we'd like walk like several blocks to a house party, and we'd get there, and like 5 minutes later, the cops would break it up. Then we'd walk like several blocks to another party, and we'd get there, and it'd get broken up. And this just kept going on all night.
I want to say, how many years ago was it where there was this giant party and a whole house caught on fire? And it made the news everywhere. Like, oh, this huge party got out of hand. And I thought, like, oh, well, I guess it hasn't completely toned down yet. Because I'd always heard stories from way back. You know, there's always the one-up stories of, oh, you think that's crazy. Well, back when, you know. So when I got there, compared to the back when stories, I thought, wow, this is moderately toned down.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it works, you know. The crazy old days. All right, if you're just tuning in, this is Klez I'm speaking to. He is a singer-songwriter and a soul artist out of the Bay Area. He just dropped an EP called Old Soul, New World, and we heard a couple tracks taken from the record performed live in studio. He's here with his band. They are playing in L.A. tomorrow night, and then they're taken off back up north. So this is your chance, SoCal locals, to go catch them live at the Peppermint Club tomorrow night in Los Angeles. And you can follow them online. What are your socials where people, our listeners, can go and check you out?
Everything. I like to keep things relatively simple, which is easier said than done. But everything is Klez Music for social. So Instagram at Klez Music, Twitter at Klez Music, and even Facebook, I know, at Klez Music. But then we switch it up on you because the actual website is KlezArtist.com.
That's confusing, man.
Yeah.
And it's K-L-E-Z.
Yeah, it's quite the name. Yeah,
I like it. Simple, simple. Klez.
Keep it four letters, right?
Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for coming down. You made my afternoon, and really, really good sound.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. It's an honor and a pleasure, and we're excited to just get to explore Laguna Beach.
Like, yeah, I'll tell amazing. You. I'll tell you about the spots.
Please do. We have to know. We need to know. It's a beautiful day. You can't miss out on that.
You can. Just go jump in the ocean right here down at Pearl Street. All right. Let's see. I'm gonna say goodbye with one of your singles that you performed live, but we're going to play the studio recording. So this will be off of your EP. And I encourage all of our listeners to go buy it. Old Soul, New World is the album by Klez, K-L-E-Z. And you can catch him and his band tomorrow night at the Peppermint Club in L.A. We hope to see you guys again soon. Next time you come down south, make sure to stop by, say hi.
Yeah, right on. Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and we're looking forward to the next time.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, it's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. If you missed any part of that session, we'll upload a podcast to our website shortly at KX935.com. That was an in-studio performance by Klez. Here is a studio recording off of his latest EP. This one is a single called Sons and Daughters. It's Human Crafted Radio.
Show me how you feel if this love is real. I got you right now. Gonna get some more.
this love is real. We're gonna sing it like la, la, la.